From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
CIF Championship Weekend is upon us. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Championship games are set for the gridiron. It's finale time in the CIF Southern section. Let's take a look at the teams eliminated and the teams that will be battling for a championship in Riverside County. Eliminated: Murrieta Valley, Roosevelt, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, and Coachella Valley. The teams left are Corona Centennial, San Jacinto, and Valley View. Those three will be the teams left battling for a CIF title. Three remain in their quest for the ultimate prize. Let's break down semifinal week and look ahead to the title games. In Division 1, Corona Centennial had one of the games of the year on Friday, eliminating the Modern Day Monarchs after a second straight victory this year alone versus what is viewed as the top team in the nation. The Huskies cemented their spot versus Santa Margarita in the Division 1 finals after a blocked field goal to hang on 28-27 in an unbelievably intense game that the Huskies came back after a 21-point third quarter after a shutout first half. In Division 2, the Murrieta Valley Nighthawks fall shy of a second straight title berth, 23-10 versus Los Alamitos in the semifinals. Nighthawks will enter another long offseason after falling just shy of their lofty goals. In Division 4, the San Jacinto Tigers are alive and well moving on to the Division 4 championship after a first-round exit last year. The Tigers run a deep playoff run and are four quarters of good football away from hoisting some hardware. The 18-15 victory over a gritty Villa Park team just adds to their nail-biting resume in these playoffs. In Division 6, Roosevelt was throttled en route to a loss to St. Pius X St. Matthias Academy in the semifinals 39-6 as the Warriors head to their second straight CIF title game. In Division 7, Palm Springs unexpectedly blown out as well 28-7 versus Barstow to end what was an amazing season for them. After a one-loss regular season and the top seed in Division 7 in the playoff run is just the difference maker. The defense gave up over 200 yards and three touchdowns on the ground. At this stage in the season, that's a one-way ticket home, and it was for Palm Springs. A bit of a surprising and unexpected end to a great year. In Division 8, Palm Desert also comes up shy of a title game appearance 20-14 versus Beckman. Another top-seeded Riverside team falls out of the playoffs after a hot streak goes cold to end the year. With zero team rushing yards, yes, zero, in the semifinal contest and three interceptions did not help their case, an overall clean and efficient game from the Patriots, and they are off to the title game while Palm Desert is sent into the offseason. In Division 11, Valley View is your third team headed to the final stage of the long journey to snatch a championship. The Eagles won 28-21 in overtime over South Pasadena to advance to the Division 11 championship game, where they will battle it out for all the gold versus Baldwin Park. A 200-plus yard game given up rushing, and yet they still managed to hold on. 21 points on the ground is never a good sign defensively, but the offense pulled it out on the end, and a three-touchdown night from Jesse Vega and the winner in overtime sent the Eagles flying to the brink of gold. In Division 12, our final team to be eliminated is Coachella Valley, falling in a shootout thriller 49-42 versus Grace in the semifinals of the Division 12 bracket after allowing three passing and four rushing touchdowns in their season-ending loss to the Lancers. Let's take a deeper dive into those championship games. The Corona Centennial Huskies face Santa Margarita, the Carson Palmer-led Eagles in the Division I championship game, the highest sectional prize in all of California high school football. A bit of a switch-up among the elites and powerhouses this year, usually a bracket dominated by the Modern Days and St. John Boscos of the world. Now we see some fresh faces as Corona Centennial took care of Modern Day, as we mentioned, not once but twice this year. Meanwhile, Bosco was stunned 20-19 versus Orange Lutheran in an all-time upset in the second round. Orange Lutheran would then fall to Santa Margarita in the semifinals, where we are now led to this clash of Huskies and Eagles. Corona Centennial is ranked number one in the state and fourth nationally, while Santa Margarita is ranked third in the state and seventh nationally. A clash of titans at the high school football level will happen for the D1 title, just like it always does. The 9-3 Eagles aim to upset the 11-1 Huskies, and you might be wondering, who is that one blemish on the record? It is none other than Santa Margarita. Back in week 2, 33-27 in overtime. In that game, the blueprint for what is expected this weekend was laid out. The Eagles secondary feasted with 3 interceptions off of Dominic Catalano. The D-line brought him down twice, and the special teams blocked what was the winning extra point kick with under a minute left to force overtime. A pick six got the Eagles an early 20-7 lead, and the Huskies spent the game clawing back as an 80-yard trick play touchdown from wide receiver Kwai Brown was the only offense they could muster in the first half. However, 13-point fourth quarter and 2 touchdown receptions from Ty Polinski brought them back to a tie in overtime. The Eagles batted down a fourth down pass and sealed the victory with a 1-yard touchdown rush from Adrian Patero. Both teams have a very similar balance of run mix with pass, so it needs to be a complete game for whoever wants to come out on top. The defensive secondaries are going to dictate the game, force turnovers, and tighten down on the wide receivers. That will make the difference. This one's going to go right down to the wire and is too close to call. This is a game we can't wait to talk about next week. Huskies look for their first title since 2015, Santa Margarita since 2011. San Jacinto is back after a 3-year hiatus from the CIF title game, winning the last one they played back in 2022. This year they will face La Abra, who's coming off a win versus the Oaks Christian Lions 20-7. An elite defense from La Abra has led this team throughout the playoffs. They held the Lions to 88 passing and 54 rushing yards all night with 2 interceptions as well. Elite rushing touchdown put that game on ice for the Tigers. It's all about winning the close ones. No game was won by more than 5 points this postseason for San Jacinto. The team is a ground-and-pound style of offense, over double the amount of runs, and leading the way for him is Jamini Ransom with over 1,300 yards and 14 touchdowns on the year. Tigers need to get the ground game going early and avoid playing from behind, a very tough challenge facing a stout La Abra defense who has held opponents to only 7 points each this postseason. Every game, everybody's only scored 7, no more, no less. That's a fantastic defense. And you know what they say about defense? It wins championships. Not to mention, the run defense has not allowed over 100 yards as a team on the ground. In fact, they have allowed only 201 rushing yards all postseason. San Jacinto looks to be the outlier. They average 185 running yards per game. This one will be defined by the trenches. If San Jacinto can break free of the Highlanders' stout run defense, they're going to be in trouble. The offense scoring only 33 in their last 2 games after 41-point opening round for La Abra, they'll have to pick things back up if their defense can stop the Tigers' rushing attack. If they can, the game is in their hands and they can dictate anything they want to with their balanced style offense and phenomenal defense leading the charge for the championship. The final title game is Valley View versus Baldwin Park. The Eagles will move on to the finals after avenging a second round loss that they suffered last year to South Pasadena by returning the favor this year. Their first title appearance since winning the section and making the state finals in 2016. Valley View will look to deny Baldwin Park their first ever CIF title. The only other appearance for Baldwin Park was in 1991. It's been a long time coming for both teams, but especially for the Braves. Valley View, back-to-back 28-21 wins. Meanwhile, Baldwin Park is yet to have a one-score game in these playoffs. The Braves have been airing it out with quarterback Valentino May, who has over 3,000 yards and 33 passing touchdowns on the year, a 3.3 touchdown interception ratio. As for the Eagles, they are very balanced and defensively reliant this season, and even 260 points for and points against this year. Not often you see that this deep in the playoffs. It's been since September that they gave up more than 21 points in a game, however. If the Eagles can batten down the hatches in the secondary and pin their ears back on the pass rush, this game plays into their hands. But if May is able to let it fly, the Braves are going to be eyeing their first ever CIF championship. An exciting matchup in the Division 11 bracket between 2 8-5 teams. That's a wrap for this week's look at Riverside County Prep Sports, where from the desert to the mountains and from the pass to the valleys, our student athletes bring their best every game, every day. Join us next week as we shine the spotlight on more hometown heroes from across all 23 school districts, right here where the pride of Riverside County plays on. Thanks for joining us on Varsity Vibes on the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.